Time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
What do I really like about my bank? When I call my bank after the first or the second ring, I hear the voice of a real, live person. Now that's customer service. I'm Edie Visade, and my bank is Redwood Capital Bank.
At my bank, even the smallest transactions are a big deal. I'm Nancy Victorine, and my bank is Redwood Capital Bank.
Redwood Capital Bank, our interest is you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
This is Ron Pierre for Community Comment. I asked a friend to find someone for me to help me mow my lawn. He gave me a number to call for a yard service, but said he had not had much luck in finding reliable lawn care. As we talked, we both reflected on how we had mowed neighbors' yards when we were kids to make pocket money. I told him I really hated going back to hiring another lawn service. I've been down that road twice now with the same disastrous results. Both times the service started out great with a lot of initiative, but went downhill from the start. We had communicated our expectations to include pruning, trimming, and as part of the service as well. What eventually ended up with was a mow, blow, and go yard person and a bill that boiled down to an hourly rate of hiring a world-famous attorney. On my 12th birthday, my dad said that during the summers I could start earning my own money. My dad said he would let me use the family lawnmower if I mowed the family yard and bought my own gasoline for the lawns I mowed. I went door-to-door throughout my neighborhood and pitched a weekly lawn mowing service at an outrageous price of $1.50. After a couple of days, I had agreements with about 10 residents and neighbors to mow their lawn for the summer. My father had cautioned me not to overextend myself and contract for more lawns than I could handle. I followed his advice. That first summer, I did quite well. I would keep my earnings in a canvas bag and once each week go down to the local bank and deposit the dollars I had earned. On about week two of that summer, my dad reminded me that I had to purchase gas, so he had me buy a gasoline can and pay to have it filled. Throughout that summer, I took great pride in providing good service to my customers. I was really surprised when some of my customers referred me to other people and I scheduled them into the mix. I even got some tips from the regular customers. Just before school started that fall, my father and I sat at the kitchen table and summed up about the lawn mowing business and what I'd learned. I had deposited about $125 into my savings account. Not bad for a 12-year-old in 1959. More important, it was my father's gift of knowledge, reassurance, and self-reliance that I've had ever since. Back to the current situation in the mow, blow, and go yard services. Where are the young entrepreneurs? I haven't had a kid come to my door asking if he could mow my lawn, walk my dog, wash my car, or any other number of common services that would go for extra money for the neighborhood. A lot of kids come to my door selling raffle chances and tickets. Perhaps it's the regulatory climate we live in. City licenses, work permits, minimum wage requirements, workers' compensation. I still want something beyond the mow, blow, and go yard service, but I haven't found it yet. This is Ron Pierre for Community Comment.
Community Comment, presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.